Okay, close your eyes. Put your mind and body at ease. Take a deep breath in, filling your lungs with air. And then slowly let it all out. Each breath that you take will help relax you. Now, breathe in again deeply and slowly, feeling your chest rise. And open your mouth, relaxing your jaw, and release, letting all the air leave your body. One more time, deep breath in, expanding your lungs, and then slowly exhale, releasing all the air, feeling your body and mind relax. You are now feeling more relaxed than you felt before. I want you now to imagine you're on a large piece of land. You own this land and it consists of 100 acres. In the middle of this property is a house. This is your house. You are standing in your long driveway. This driveway is made of dirt and stone. Surrounding your driveway are rolling hills of grass and wildflowers. In the distance, you see a wooded area. That is part of your property too. On top of one of the hills, you see a large gum tree. As you look closely, you see two ropes hanging from a branch, and at the bottom of these ropes is a board. The ropes and the board create a swing. You walk off your driveway and into the long grassy field. As you walk, you point your fingertips away from your body and you let the tips of the grass brush along the tips of your fingers. The feeling against your fingertips relaxes you. You stop for a moment and take a look up into the sky. The sky is bright blue with large white fluffy clouds moving from west to east. You watch the clouds as they slowly move across the sky. They change a little in shape. You try to see if any of the clouds take a recognizable shape. But right now, you can't make out anything. You continue to stand in the field of grass, watching the clouds float across the sky. This moment relaxes you. You feel calm and peaceful. You walk back to the driveway and then take a detour to the front steps. As you walk up the steps, you hear the sound of a cat meowing. You look down and the cat is rubbing its body against your leg. You lean down to pat it. As you pat the cat, you feel the purring vibrations against your fingertips. The outdoor cat has an orange coat with stripes of light orange and dark orange. You leave the cat to bask in the sunlight. And you walk into your house. The floors of the house are wooden and well worn in. You walk by a large wooden staircase and turn to your right into the kitchen. You smell the delicious smell of home-baked biscuits in the oven. You turn around and walk out of the kitchen and up the staircase. There are 3 bedrooms upstairs. You walk into your bedroom. There is a large bed in the middle of the room. The window is open and the sheer linen drape is blowing in the breeze. Your room is almost all white. The walls are white, although they have turned off-white through the years. Your bedspread is white. You decide to lay down for a little while and rest your feet. You turn the sheets down and climb inside. You let your head lay on the fluffy white pillow. You close your eyes and feel your body release all the tension. Your neck and back sink into the mattress, and each vertebrae is at ease. You lay your arms and hands by your side, on top of the bedspread. You let your hips and buttocks sink into the mattress as well. You tighten both your legs and then allow all the tension to release until they feel light as air. You let your feet fall to the side and relax. It feels so good to no longer be standing on them. You lay in bed, fully awake, but relaxing your entire body and mind. Your mind is clear of all thoughts. You enjoy this peaceful time to yourself. You lay there in your comfortable bed, in your white room, in your old house, on your beautiful land, and you continue to relax. You are in the beautiful house on the grassy hilltop. You are in the hallway on top of a heavy wooden staircase. The wood is made of a beautiful mahogany. You put your hand on the banister and feel the smoothness of the wood. You look down the stairs and you see 10 steps. You see where the wood is more worn at the centre of each sturdy step from years of wear and tear. I'm going to count down from 10. As I count down from 10, you're going to take a step down. As you take a step down, you're going to relax into a deeper state with each and every step. You are holding on to the sturdy banister. 10, down one step. 9, another step down, feeling more relaxed. 8, feeling more deeply relaxed. 7, deeper still. 6, feeling more and more relaxed as you take another step down, down the beautiful staircase. 5, halfway down the stairs, becoming more and more relaxed. 4, deeper now, into a state of relaxation. 3, down, down the stairs. 2, and on the count of the next number, you're going to be more relaxed than you felt before. 1, completely relaxed. Your entire body and mind are very peaceful and more relaxed than you ever felt before. Everyone wants something, whether it's something physical, emotional, mental or spiritual. But we don't all want the exact same things. Some may want only enough to get by, while others want it all. A happy medium lies somewhere in between, and this happy medium can be termed abundance. You can decide exactly what abundance means to you, and you can develop an abundant state of mind, a wealthy mindset. Many people just want more money. They may or may not know what they want to do with it, but it is more important to decide what they'll do to get it. Very little comes with no effort. You need to do the work in order to achieve the goal. This cycle is an excellent way to start the work. Use it daily and then go out and do something about it. Prosperity begins in your mind. And this cycle is your opportunity to use your inner mind creatively to produce abundance. Some people may say, "My financial situation is such that I need a miracle." Yet, you are entitled to miracles. Positive programming is how to begin to make them happen. Abundance can come in many forms. Money is only one. Your life may already be more abundant than you realize. Not only can you increase your abundance, but you can become more aware of the abundance already in your life. What is abundance to you? As you evaluate material success, you can realize that abundance is a good thing and that you are worthy of it. You perceive that you are entitled to life's many blessings. But to you, abundance is much more than merely money or possessions. Abundance is in having good friends and in being a good friend. Abundance is a harmonious life, a music-filled home, creative work, a meaningful relationship, quiet inner peace with strength and spiritual growth. You will enter into a new age, and for you, this new age is the age of abundance. You see abundance all around you, in nature, in the fields and the forests, the rivers, the seas, deep within the earth and high in the sky. There is abundance for everyone. You feel abundance in and around, within and without. It is here and it is now. You welcome this abundance with joy and delight. In your creative imagination, you see an economic healing happening. It seems a miracle. You've been blessed with abundance. You have opened an inner door and stepped into the sunlight of abundance and all its manifestations. And you say, "Thank you for this great gift." For you know that it comes not from you, but through you. And with this new abundance, you can grow and serve, that you may be a channel of blessings to others, for abundance is an expression of love. You have tuned into the aura of abundance that surrounds you, like the electromagnetic field of a magnet, which extends beyond the magnet itself. So it is with your energy field reaching out far beyond the actual physical self. And as a magnet, it draws abundance to you. It attracts and guides you to abundance. And this you now do. To attract abundance, you now act and think as one who already has abundance. You smile often and easily, and enjoy taking time for the little things and the quiet things in life. You walk tall and proud, and perhaps just a little faster now. You have many exciting new habits reflecting this abundance. To attract abundance, you take good care of your physical appearance, taking even better care to balance your inner appearance. You are aware now to choose spoken words carefully and even more considerate of your unspoken words. You use positive, cheerful words easily and often, for they reflect the profound, positive, cheerful feelings deep inside. To attract abundance, you praise others for the good that they do. You compliment others honestly and sincerely, and thank others lavishly. You compliment and thank yourself also, and welcome this new you. You like listening attentively to others, and they enjoy listening to you. To attract abundance, you find meaning and joy in the work that you do, your activities, your creativity, and service to others. Work is love in action, so you happily do more and contribute more than you're paid for. Your creative work is a pleasure and a fulfillment, but if your present job is void of creativity and promise, then you can analyze the alternatives and take the steps necessary for a rewarding new approach to the career in your chosen field. To attract abundance, you carefully make lists of your goals, your ideals, and your plans, especially any plans of actions. You write out in detail what you will accomplish, how to accomplish it, and when you'll accomplish it. You make realistic short-range goals and reasonable long-range goals, and then you simply go out and do it. You often believe that you are far ahead of your goals. To attract abundance, you make friends and associate with positive, creative, and active people, for you realize that you are always influenced by the people around and with you. So it is essential that you choose wisely those with whom you work and play, live and love and grow. Positive, happy people encourage and inspire you, just as you encourage and inspire them too. To attract abundance, you clean out all excess clutter in your life. You phase out all trash and give away neglected things that others may use them. You make room for many, many blessings that are coming your way. You joyfully bestow your blessings by sharing excess abundance with others. And, as the useless and the unwanted depart, you experience the freedom and lightness of an unburdened life. What then comes in to fill the void spaces will be joy and a delight. To attract abundance, you allow yourself to laugh often and to laugh loudly. Your sense of humour has expanded into a habit of laughter. With happiness and laughter, you attract new friends, positive people who laugh and enjoy life with you. With joy and laughter, you improve your health and appearance. You laugh and the world laughs with you. You make people laugh each and every day. For laughter is like an internal massage. To attract abundance, you open your doors wide when opportunities knock and welcome them in with open arms. Your life now is exciting and active, and many, many blessings come to your door. If nothing succeeds like success, then nothing is more abundant than abundance. You open the door for the joyful discussion of abundance. Open the door to your actions and thoughts of abundance. Open the door to caring for your outer and inner appearance. open the door to praising others and yourself, and to new joy in your creative work. Open the door to listening to your goals, ideals, and plans for action. Open the door to expanding your world of friends. Open the door to releasing the excesses in your life, and welcome joy and laughter into your heart. Open the door to the new you. Do this today. Do it now. In your creative imagination, see a clear, sharp image of yourself attracting abundance. Take time to review your ideals and goals. Hear friends congratulating you on your successes. Feel a total enrichment has already been accomplished. Now, realize the great secret of abundance. Abundance is not an end in itself, but a growing process, the result of your creative work and efforts. You have learned from the past. Make plans for the future, but live in the eternal now. You already have abundance, and by the joyous welcoming and sharing of abundance with others, you increase your abundance 100-fold. And as you continue to relax, every breath you take is soothing you. And I want you now to become aware of your breathing. And I wonder how much attention you've paid to all the different thoughts going through your mind. And then you can become aware of how difficult it is to remember what I was saying exactly 10 minutes ago. And you can try to remember what I was saying 5 minutes ago, or what you were thinking 14 minutes ago. But doesn't it seem like too much work to try to remember all of that? In fact, it seems that it takes more effort than it's worth. So I want you now to relax and understand that it's not necessary to remember what I say when it's too much work to do. You can choose to forget to remember what I said, or remember to forget what I said. The choice is yours. I want you now to understand, even after you're out of hypnosis, that your subconscious mind will act on every word on this basic recording. And each time you listen to this recording, these suggestions will become stronger and stronger in your mind. Each and every time you listen to this recording, these suggestions will become more and more a part of you, and you will become more and more the person of your choosing, a relaxed, calm, confident, peaceful person who is able to achieve anything you set your mind to. All right now, just allow yourself to drift into a peaceful sleep. When you awaken in the morning, you will be well rested and full of natural energy. You will be ready for a wonderful day.